everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. And today we have a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hello.
What do we got for today?
Today we're going to talk about a telephone card.
Telephone card.
Yes.
Okay.
That's... You know, I mean, when you travel, you need it.
Exactly. Well, if you want to call home.
Yeah, true.
If you don't want to call home, then it's no problem.
Yeah, I know.
So, what is our key word?
The key word is tarjeta de teléfono.
Tarjeta de teléfono. Lily, that's three words.
I know.
My goodness, it means phone card?
Yes.
Okay, so that's actually literally card of phone. Tarjeta de teléfono.
That's right.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Right now, let's listen to the dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
Internacionales.
10 euros.
Gracias.
Second time.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
Internacionales.
10 euros.
Gracias.
Third time.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
Internacionales.
10 euros.
Gracias.
Okay, we're back, and I hope you listened for that keyword in the dialogue, tarjeta de teléfono. Right now, we're going to do a translation.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Give me a phone card.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
I'll have a phone card.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono? Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
For domestic calls or international?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
For domestic calls or international?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales. Internacionales.
International.
Internacionales.
International calls.
Internacionales. 10 euros.
10 euros.
10 euros.
10 euros.
10 euros. Gracias.
Thanks.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
You're welcome, Lily. All right. So this is a very simple transaction. They're not all complete sentences. They're just, it's just a business transaction, right?
Yeah.
A very simple buying a phone card.
Yes.
All right. So let's start at the beginning with our key word, which is?
Tarjeta de teléfono.
Tarjeta de teléfono. Now, which part of that means telephone?
Teléfono.
Teléfono.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very similar.
Yes. And then the word for card?
Tarjeta.
Tarjeta. Tarjeta doesn't look like card at all.
I know. It's quite...
totally different word.
Yeah,
not like teléfono and telephone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tarjeta.
Tarjeta.
But that's also like card for, you know, it can be credit card and all types of cards.
Okay.
Also like business cards.
Okay. Tarjeta. And what's the connecting word?
De.
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 Okay, so tarjeta de teléfono.
Yeah, you need to know what type of tarjeta is, right? So,
right, exactly.
Tarjeta de teléfono.
Phone card. And how do you say a phone card?
Una tarjeta de teléfono.
Una. Mm-hmm. Okay, una tarjeta de teléfono. Una means a.
Yes.
Okay, it means one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then how do you say, will you give me?
Me da.
Me da.
Yes.
Okay. Now, newbies, we can look at the grammar and say, well, that's the verb dar, and that, you know, means mm-hmm. to give, and then to give to me. Or you can just know that when you're requesting something, you can say me da and then name it, right?
Yes. Me da un taco.
Will you give me a taco? That's a great example, Lily.
Me da una cerveza.
Will you give me a beer?
Okay.
Okay.
Me da una pluma.
Okay, will you give me a pen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anytime you want to ask for something, you can always ask politely by saying me da and mm-hmm. then naming it,
yes.
right? So let's put this whole sentence together. Will you give me a phone card?
Me da una tarjeta de teléfono.
Me da una tarjeta de teléfono. And the person comes back and says, for domestic calls or international?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
Okay, now let's start from the beginning on this one. Lily, how do you say for?
Para.
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 Okay. So para means for. Mm-hmm. And then calls.
Llamadas with an S, so it's plural.
Okay, plural, llamadas. And then what kind of calls are they? We want to find out if they're domestic.
Nacionales.
Nacionales. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that word looks and sounds like national.
Yes.
You don't say domestic?
No.
Okay.
No.
I guess
llamadas
just
domesticas, that's very weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's very weird? Okay.
Yeah, you say nacionales, or you can also say locales.
Locales would be a local call.
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, it's, you know, you can use both. Locales, nacionales. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're calling to a different city in the same country, you want to say nacionales,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So one more time, domestic calls.
Llamadas nacionales.
Okay. Now, the other option are international ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Internacionales.
Internacionales. Mm-hmm. Internacionales. Okay. Now we have the option of domestic calls or international ones. So what's the or?
Oh.
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 That's a very simple word.
Very.
Oh. Okay. So let's put the whole thing together. For domestic calls or international?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
All right. And the answer is international calls.
Internacionales.
Mm-hmm. And so then the person comes back with the cost.
Yeah.
Right? Which is 10 euros.
10 euros.
10 euros. What's the word for 10?
10.
10.
Mm-hmm.
10. Okay. And the word for euros?
Euros.
Euros.
Yeah, you have to open your mouth. Euros.
Euros. That is a hard word for me to say. Mm-hmm. Euros.
But you're good. Euros.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. All right, folks. You might have to practice that word because the first two syllables are eu.
Ew.
Ew. Which is, we don't use a syllable as a syllable.
And you know, it's funny, but sometimes when we want to say like yes or what, we say ew.
Ew.
Ew. You know, like Lily, ew.
Ew.
Ew. Ew. That's funny.
All right. So, euro.
Euro.
Okay. One more time. 10 euros.
10 euros.
10 euros. And the response is gratitude, right? Thanks.
Gracias.
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 Okay, gracias means thanks. All right, shall we listen to the dialogue again 3 more times?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
Internacionales.
10 euros.
Gracias.
Second time.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
Internacionales.
10 euros.
Gracias.
Third time.
¿Me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Para llamadas nacionales o internacionales.
Internacionales.
10 euros.
Gracias.
Okay, we're back, and I want to talk about this request form, because when we said, will you give me a phone card, we said,
¿me da una tarjeta de teléfono?
Okay, now I know some of you newbies are looking at me da and are saying, wow, that means you give me, right?
Yeah.
It seems direct, but actually this is a polite way to request things, right?
Yes, you're not like commanding or, you know, give me. It's
right.
Not that hard.
Right, that would be a command. This is actually the present tense, and it's you give me. But you'll notice when people say it, they use a question intonation. So even though it's not written as a question, it's kind of a question. So will you give me, right? Because sometimes mm-hmm. in Spanish, the present tense can be used for a future action. So we would say in English, will you give me a phone card, right?
Exactly.
¿Me da?
You're like Mexican. It's
I'm
insane.
Why?
You understand everything of our culture. That's cool.
Well, wow, I don't know what to say, Lily. Thanks. What a kind thing to say.
No, it's true.
All right. That's enough love for today. Let's talk about phone cards.
I know.
Let's talk about phone cards, Lily.
Okay. Me da una tarjeta de teléfono.
Mm-hmm.
This is a phrase that when you go abroad, you actually have to use it.
You should.
Yeah,
really
definitely.
Should.
So you can get your international card thingy that supposedly works everywhere. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to tell my students not to do it, and they always would. And they'd say, look, my parents gave me this card from AT&T, and it supposedly used to work everywhere.
Yeah, but that's the thing, that then you go abroad, and we don't have AT&T, or we do, we don't use it. And
or you have to connect to the operator somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also the thing, you know, it depends, but the best option for me is just buy the card there.
Yeah, when you get there, then buy your phone card.
I think it's easier.
Me too.
Yeah. The problem is if you don't speak the language, and then they ask, so you want the 5, 10, 15 international, local, from a fixed phone, cell phone. You're like,
Yeah, but that doesn't happen so much in Mexico, does it?
No.
You'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah, definitely.
And they have it in English too.
Yeah. So it's no problem.
Sweet. All right, folks, if you have any questions for us or suggestions, we would love to see your comments on our discussion pages at SpanishPod.com. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.